You're listening to the Building Psychological Strength podcast, brought to you by Peak Mind, the Center for Psychological Strength. And my name is April, and I'm your host. Friends, welcome to 2021 and season 5 of the podcast. It's actually crazy for me to sit here and say that. I know I've said it on a couple of episodes so far this year already, but wow. If you've ever been in the position where you have started something new or taken on a big goal, it is insane to sit and look back after you've been doing it for a while and think about how far you've come. And that is why this is such an incredible milestone for me. And as part of that, I want to take just a moment before we dive into this episode to say thank you for everyone who has ever even listened to a single episode, who has ever even given us a shot, downloaded an episode, dare I say, hit the subscribe button, left us a rating, left us a review. It means everything. And I am so grateful and so thankful to you for being on this journey with me. All right. So every single year since the beginning of the podcast, I make changes and I invest in the podcast to make it even more valuable for you. It's always a goal of mine to look back over our progress and think about what tweaks I can make, what experiments we can run, what things we can add or shift or refine in order to give you more of what might be helpful for you within the realm of psychology. Now, you might have noticed that it's Friday. Isn't that crazy? I don't release on Fridays until now. One of the changes that I'm experimenting with this year is adding a Friday episode. Now, if you're new here, I currently release 2 episodes every week. On Mondays, I release an episode or a set of episodes called Mindset Minute Monday. And these are quick interventions. They're, 1 to 2 minute episodes with an intervention that you can use to build psych strength in your life that day. They're super quick, meant to be something that you can pick up and do and try in your life during the week. Now, Wednesdays, they're more of a long-form deep dive episode. Sometimes they're an interview, sometimes we focus on a particular topic, and we dive deep into that particular topic or with that particular expert guest to focus on building psychological strength to help you improve your life experience. Both of those are incredibly valuable episodes. We have great feedback from people who have listened to them, and they have been just an incredible value add to this community. But there's one category of questions that I get all the time that I wasn't addressing at all on the podcast, and they're business questions. Now, some of you may or may not know that in my day-to-day life, I am a business owner outside of Peak Mind. So Peak Mind is one business that I am a part of, but also I own a business called Sprocket. You can go to Sprocket CX, that's C like cat, X like X, I don't know, SprocketCX.com. You can see my other business. And in that business, I do data science and consumer experience work and behavioral design, which brings in psychology and all of this other crazy stuff that is very unlike what I do within Peak Mind. So anyway, I have this business and I have been working on it for about 5 years. We have reached a level of success that is really awesome. We have incredible clients. You can see a lot of those clients on our website. They are NFL teams. They are really big apparel brands. I mean, amazing people to work with. Hello to all of you, if any of you are listening. Incredible people to work with. And because of that, I get these questions about business. And the thing is, a lot of the questions that I get have to do with psychology. Now, there's a lot of common questions that I get. And the craziest thing about it is they're never straightforward. It's never, hey, I don't know how to create an LLC. Like, you can Google that and you can literally get that done in 5 minutes. They're never that straightforward. They're always more complicated. And the more I've thought about it, it turns out there's actually a lot of psychology involved with being a successful business owner. I mean, the courage to start a business, that's psychology. Sales, psychology. The creativity to make something new, psychology. Persisting after failure, That's psychology. Goal setting, that's psychology. Work-life balance, that's psychology. I could keep going. There's so much more. And over the holiday break, I sat down and I started writing out, like, okay, let's say I was going to just dabble in this. Like, let's just say I wanted to tackle this topic on the podcast. Maybe we do like 15, 20 minute episodes. Business people, we're busy. Everybody's busy, but like it is bananas busy when you're trying to own a business and run a business. What would I even talk about? Like, let me just spitball and throw some ideas out. And I basically wrote down ideas for more than half of the year of content without even stopping my pen. There's so much. So in 2021, one of the shifts that I am going to experiment with is Friday episodes that are devoted to building psychological strength in business. Now, who would benefit from these episodes? Let's talk about this. These episodes are definitely for you if you are either a current or an aspiring business owner. So those of you who are in business, you're going to resonate with a lot of what I talk about. And those of you who are aspiring, I want you to bookmark these episodes and come back to them as you encounter these challenges because they are so common. I hear them from so many entrepreneur friends of mine. I've certainly ran face first into all of them and had to move through these experiences. And thankfully, I've had the training in psychology to help me do so. So if you are a current or aspiring business owner, you're going to love this. If you have a job that involves sales or management or leadership or communication or goal setting or a job that's just high in responsibility or stress, you're also going to like a lot of these episodes. Basically, these episodes are for you if you want to be more effective in your work, which, let's be realistic, is the area of our lives where we arguably spend the most time. It's a ton of time. And additionally, as I look back on 2020, if it taught me anything, it's this. We can't always count on a traditional job as the be-all, end-all of our financial security. I mean, we saw it happen this past year to so many people. It very likely happened to you. It definitely happened in my business. My business took a hit. Jobs come and go. Layoffs are increasingly common. And what's amazing is that it has never been easier and simultaneously more important to step into the role of a savvy business owner. And it doesn't matter if that business is your main gig. Like for me, entrepreneurial efforts are my main gig. I have no normal jobs outside of this. Or maybe it's a side hustle that you're working on in addition to your day job. The more psychologically strong you are, no matter which of those categories you might fit into, the more successful you will be. Bottom line. Now, if any of this sounds interesting to you, hit the subscribe button and be on the lookout for our Friday episodes. And if you know other people who are either aspiring or current business owners or people who are in jobs where psychology is necessary and psychological strength would help their success, I would love it if you would share this episode and share these episodes with others who might benefit. I'm so excited for the year ahead of us. I can't even tell you. And I really hope that you'll join me for these episodes in 2021. It's going to be an amazing year and we're going to tackle some incredible things. All right, guys, that's all for this week, for this Friday episode. Yay! Little happy dance over here. So excited. That's all for this episode, but we will be back next week where we're going to start diving headfirst into business and how psychological strength can help us succeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.